And I think I have with me on the phone Rabbi Galperin.
Good morning, Ilan.
Good morning. How are you?
Thank God. All is good.
That's good. So, Parshat HaShavua, Parshat Shoftim.
That's right. You know, it's interesting. This week's Torah portion really, really speaks to what goes on in the world in regards to courts and in regards to judgment, in regards to the law that we have to abide by, even though living in a country that doesn't go by the rules and the laws, per se, of the Torah, of the Bible, however, of the Jewish law. But Jewish law says that the law of the land is the law of the land. And so Moses instructs the people of Israel to appoint judges and law enforcement officers in every city. And he commands them that justice shall you pursue, and crimes, you know, they must be investigated and evidence thoroughly examined. And he says we have a minimum of 2 credible witnesses are required in order to be able to give punishment, and so on and so forth. And it goes into different other laws, and the parsha then concludes with the law of the Egla Arufa, which is a special procedure to be followed when a person is killed by an unknown murderer and his body is found in the field. Yeah. Which that really, as Rashi points out to the commentators, underscores the responsibility of the community and its leaders, not only for what they do, but also for what they might have prevented from being done. You know, I remember a story. There was once a king who was very fond of target shooting, and he practiced daily and he arranged competitions. And with time, he felt that he had gotten pretty good at the sport, and yet he continued trying to improve. So one day he was traveling through the countryside, and the king noticed several target boards near a small peasant hut. And looking closely, he was astonished to see that every one of the many darts on the board was precisely in the center. And the simple peasant was apparently an expert. He had hit the bull's eye every single try. So he goes into the hut, and he sees the poor man, the person living there, and he asks him, he says, how is it possible that you're getting it every single time? Like, how? So the peasant answers the king, and he says, why? It's very simple. Instead of drawing the target and aiming towards it, I throw the darts and then draw the circles around them every time. And it works every single time that I'm getting, you know, it's always good. Now, often we may be swayed by bribes, you know, personal concerns, interests, and feeling curious to learn what the effect of a bribe can have. And the Torah portion of what we're talking about, Shoftim, includes a prohibition for judges to take the bribes. And the Torah then goes on to explain the reason for this commandment. Why? Because for bribery blinds the eyes of the wise. Now, everyone's probably thinking, no kidding, that that's the definition of bribe, that it bribes your eyes. So what kind of reason is that? Obviously, there must be something that more that has more meaning to it. So the Torah is not trying to explain what's wrong with paying off a judge. It's obvious that corrupting fair judgment is immoral. That's a given. Rather, the Torah seeks to clarify a fact, which is that often people say, I can be objective in this case despite my connection to it. Despite that I know the family, despite that I know the case, I can always be objective because I'm a very big judge. And recognizing the difficulty of a proper judgment when personal concerns are involved, we may nonetheless convince ourselves that we are immune to bribery intellectually and emotionally, that we're capable of separating fact from feeling. That's the fact that I have a feeling towards someone, and obviously that feeling can come out strong and I can make a judgment in that person's favor. We say a person might think, ah, don't worry, I can separate my feelings from the fact. Yet the Torah cautions us that the danger of bribery is not merely a possibility, nor even a probability. It is an automatic effect, because bribery, monetary or otherwise, depending on what it is, skews one perception, literally blinding him to reality. No one is immune. No matter how much a person can convince himself that they are immune and they are going to separate different cases, it's not going to happen. And the Torah goes on to tell us even more, that we are all judges, all of the time. There are important decisions to be made constantly, and these require clear thinking and examination of facts. But often, we may be swayed by bribes, you know, personal concerns, not even necessarily money, interest, feeling. We may have the best of intentions, yet the possibility of a purely objective decision is technically out of our reach. For bribery, as it says, blinds the eyes of the wise.
Yeah.
And so for this reason, it is crucial that every one of us have a mentor, an objective individual upon whom we rely to help us make decisions before singing our praises and before signing the dotted line. Right, before we think about it, run it by someone out of the picture. Someone that has nothing to do with it. It is really sort of like, you know, what they call a reality check, a way to make sure that we are aiming towards the target, rather than adjusting the goal to suit us, like in the story. So, we ask, the Torah says, obviously bribery is I won't get affected by money, it doesn't make a difference, but that's not true. Natural instinct of a person is that, we like it or not, consciously, we're going to be affected by it. Emotionally, whether it be a personal effect, whatever it may be. That's what the Torah says, that don't allow bribery to get involved with you. Don't bribe the judges. That's why they say that judges should be paid well by a community,
so
that he doesn't have to rely and worry, well, you know, I'm struggling this month, you know, if I do better with this family in a court case or something, I could get an extra big bonus, whatever it is. That's what the Torah teaches us. Something and very important in life. Before we second opinions, before we think that we know what we're going to do and we know instinctively that this is the right thing because it's going to be better for us, always run it by someone else. Someone that's out of the picture. Someone that can look at it objectively and say, you know what, you're doing the right thing, but you don't see that this is going to cause this and this and this, because we can be blinded even without us even realizing. And that's what the Torah teaches us, the fact that bribery doesn't only mean monetarily, it could be anything, it could be a personal thing, it could be whatever it may be, and that's what is very important, and we have to be very strict about it.
And there is a brand new program that is coming soon, that is going to launch in Windsor.
That's right, there's a brand new program that we're just launching right now, which is called Connecting Smiles. It's linking generations between seniors and volunteers. In a nutshell, what it is that a person, a volunteer, would be paired up with a buddy, a senior, and that person would be that person's buddy, that once a week or once a month, however the schedule allows, that you go and visit that specific senior, you can play games with them, and there's, you know, even if it's someone not necessarily nursing home, someone's at home, maybe they like to cook, you can cook with them, maybe they like to just go for a walk, something that you can enhance a senior person's life, whether it be in a nursing home, whether they be a shut-in, whether it be in their home, and the program is done in a way that not only the volunteers go and see them and one specific person, the specific senior, but there's going to be Friday night events for all the seniors throughout the whole community. There is going to be It's Your Birthday, that a senior will get a special thing on the day of their birthday, a special visit with a cake and so on. there's going to be something which is called Shabbat in a box that a nursing home or a senior, if they are at home, but not necessarily a nursing home, can choose 1 week in, of a Shabbat that they'll get a full Shabbat meal delivered to them. And there is something that, you know, is beautiful about the idea of connecting with seniors and volunteers doing that. We're going to have programs in nursing homes. There's going to be discussions with the rabbi in the nursing homes. There's going to be challah baking in nursing homes. So this is going to give the ability for Jewish seniors that are in nursing homes that want to be able to meet with and have a friend, a buddy, quote unquote, to be able to help them. And that's a brand new program that is just being launched now. If anyone wants to get involved, it's very, very easy to. You can send an email to connectingwindsor@gmail.com. By doing that, you volunteer, you state the days, the hours, or whatever you are able to volunteer in, and then we will try and we'll send you a form, and then we will try and match up to the best of our ability a senior that sort of will fit your personality or criteria, your likings, so that everyone can gain out of the visit.
So Judaism with a smile, it's a great name for a great program.
That's right. So I encourage, as the program's going to be getting more involved in the community, people will be hearing about it more. There are flyers that will be going around, there's brochures.
And we will mention it in the show too.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's coming very, very soon. There's going to be a website on it. So it's going to be a beautiful thing and a need in the community that has to be serviced.
Very good. And Shabbat services in Shaarei Shamayim.
Shabbat services are Friday evening at 7 o'clock, Shabbat morning 9:30, as well as Sunday morning 8:15, followed by breakfast, and Monday and Thursday at 7:15, community minyan.
Great. So, Rabbi, I want to wish you Shabbat Shalom.
Thank you, you too, and we'll talk next week, God willing.
God willing.
Be well.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.